Without further ado, please help welcome our presenters today, Jim and Rebecca.
Yeah.
From Brick and Ember Pizza.
I'll give you both, but I'll take one back for questions.
I was just introducing Rebecca. She's going to sit down in a minute, but I'm Jim and Rebecca. We're with Brick and Ember, wood-fired pizza. So you can sit down. But yeah.
Round of applause for Rebecca, everybody.
Thank you, Becca. Well, we're back. We're here with Brick and Ember wood-fired pizza. And for those of you who don't know me, we were here about 8 months ago. We're the Seidel family. My wife and I, we have 11 children together. She gave birth to all of them. And we have no twins. My oldest is Michelle. She's 21. She just got married. And my youngest is 4. And Rebecca, she's getting married in April. And so we just want to say that we absolutely love Ocala. We voluntarily transplanted here about 10 years ago, and we just love it. We just love Ocala. Have I mentioned that we love Ocala? 8 months ago, we were here with our other business, usedmowersonline.com. We're still doing that business, but we decided to get a complementary business, which is pizza, because obviously pizza and mowers go together. Because everybody that buys a lawnmower needs a slice of pizza, and everybody that needs pizza needs a lawnmower. So, but anyway, this was our pizza truck that was being constructed, and actually it's a franchise. And so it was started by a guy named Sean Brulman, and that's Sean. He's in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's when we went and visited this Brick and Ember idea. And we are actually the first franchisee. So he's the franchisor. So we are the first people that actually bought into it and took the risk. We've been doing it now since like mid-December, and it's been going really well. But we really want to get more of a presence in Ocala. And so that, you know, we really want to introduce ourselves to you. One of the reasons why we bought into this franchise is because it really ties into our family core focus, which is, yeah, we want to work together as a family. We work together to add value to people's lives. That's our core focus. And so here's some pictures of me and us working together. Rebecca is an absolute A player. We call her the dough DJ because she's like, they're spinning dough, and she's awesome when it comes to that. Our main goal would be catering. So here we are, we're doing a catering at a corporate event. This is in the Villages. It was a great event. We really position ourselves as a slice above the rest and an elegant appeal, because we really want to do weddings and things like that. And so we really need to step it up when it comes to our look. This is us when we did a private event in Cedar Key. It was a really, really nice event that we got invited to do, so we'd like to do more of that. We also do weddings. This is my daughter, and those are my sons, and that was a wedding. You know, we catered their wedding. And how much money do you guys think we made on that wedding? Absolutely zero. It was like the big goose egg. So we paid. We catered that wedding for her, so we need you guys to cater, to invite us to cater so we can pay for that wedding. And we're also catering her wedding on April or May 11th. And we do weddings. In addition to, so with catering, we can also do like appetizers and salad and desserts. Here we are, we were providing some desserts for a cool event. We have creme brulee and some seasonal cobblers and things like that. Those are just kind of add-ons to make it special. We really want to add value. Like, we really want to add value to wherever event that we're invited to. So this is our menu. This is kind of like our basic menu, but we'll also sell slices at events sometimes if you don't want to buy a whole pie. Like, a whole pie will feed 2 people usually. But if you didn't want to buy a whole pie, sometimes we provide slices and things like that. Or if we're really big, like we're going to be doing the Sun and Fun Festival in April, and we're gonna limit it to like slices, only three choices. But we have the ability to vary. But if we typically get invited to an event to sell pizza, that's our typical menu right there. And we kind of have a special surprise for you guys. So we were listening to all your ideas, and we're actually providing free pizza. So yeah. Yeah, who doesn't love free pizza, right? So yeah. Yeah. And I promise you it's not to gain points. It's just to show that we are serious about adding value. You know, we live 10 minutes from here. We're like, let's just bring the pizza truck. So we got permission. We set up right over there at the Ocala Market. As soon as we're done with questions and answers, Tyler's going to buy me a little time so we can kind of get set up. But it's really all you can eat. We're going to treat you sort of like we're catering. You don't have our full display and everything, but we're calling it a sample because we also told some of our followers on Facebook and I don't know how much, like we only have a certain amount, so but it's all you can eat, and as soon as we're done. But anyway, we're gonna invite you to that. And we typically, with catering events, we'll put out a few, maybe five or six choices. But I was listening to you, and if we're not too busy, we can actually probably craft your dream pizza. So we can make, you know, if you remind us of that, of your answers, we could actually make half pies or quarter pies or do that. But yeah, yeah. And if you see any roadkill, then just scoop it up for Daniel and we'll slap it on a pie. And yeah, he's not scared. I'm with you, man. This is a plug for the Pro City Pickleball. We supported Daniel and he supported us, and so we're excited about we're excited about pickleball, and we're excited about Daniel, and we're excited about Ocala, so we're here. But anyway, that's us. That's our presentation, and so thank you for. Oh, how can you help us? How can you, as a community? Oh, you're supposed to ask that. Oh, okay. Okay.
Any more slides? Yep. Round of applause.